Her ladyship is an experienced justice of the Supreme Court. She's not experienced and exposed only to Ghana's jurisprudence, but also exposed to international justice systems who really have capacity to assume the responsibility of Chief Justice. She is a person with integrity, very firm, and she knows her work. She knows the law, and she's firm, very, very hardworking. We are going to work harder. We will bring our expertise to bear on her administration. We will expect that she gives us the opportunity to make input into her operations. We are available. We will be available at her disposal 24 hours. Judicial Service over the years hasn't been able to do much in terms of staff training and retraining and development. We are looking forward for this to be looked at immediately. Sometimes we look at it in terms of cost and shy away from it. The work environment, some of the courts really are in a deplorable state. It appears that most of the flash buildings that you see that a judiciary has are in Accra, Kumasi. We operate also on the ground at the district level, and we need to extend this infrastructural development to all the courts. It is an urgent area that we look forward for. We, in recent times, have encountered power supply challenges to the court, to the extent that some of the court premises are on prepaid meters. This is causing so much challenge. An area that we also will bring to her attention is the empowerment of the regional administrations. We have supervising high court judges in charge of the region. We have administrators. We are of the view that the regions must be strengthened. The supervising high court judge, the regional administrator, and the rest must be given some level of autonomy to manage the region efficiently. And above all, we don't see why government should only give the judicial service only 15% internally generated fund. We also think that she must look at the conditions of service of both judges and the staff. We need to live to serve our nation, a meaningful life. And so our conditions should not be taken lightly. We will also add that she ensures that we as managers of the judicial service continue to uphold the independence of the judiciary.
President of JUSAG Alex Nati, in his contribution via telephone, legal practitioner Abraham Amaleba said due to Justice Sophia Ekufu's credentials and exposure, she is best for the position. Lawyer Amaleba suggested some reforms to enhance the work of the judicial service and the legal profession.
She has impeccable credentials as a judge, and she has international exposure as a judge as well because of her service at the African Court on Man and People's Rights. And so she is, for me, in terms of quality, a perfect replacement. I'll expect her to continue with some reform. For instance, the Justice for All system, which seeks to be unjust, our prisons must be followed. She could also initiate her own policy or reform, which she may not be able to finish in 2 years, but it will start in her name. For instance, how to ensure that we have what I would term as non-custodial sentence. Is it every offense that you must be put behind bars? Can't you be asked to go and render some communal service somewhere so that you don't necessarily go into jail and then congest the system within the prisons, reforming the criminal justice system by ensuring that we have what we normally would call plea bargain, where a person will be asked to plead guilty for a lesser offense so that the bigger offense will not be necessary for him to be answered for. And then infrastructure, most of our courts are dilapidated, and so you will want to see how she can initiate moves to ensure that modern court complexes or buildings are put in place. We have one in Accra already, but when you go to the region, it doesn't speak well. She wrote a book which has to do with IT and the law, about the title, but it means that she's open to the use of IT in the application of justice in this country. So we want to see how she can now practicalize it. Theoretically, she's written a book. Let's see how she's able to practicalize it. There are some of us who think that filing fees are so exorbitant that justice seems to be for only the rich.
That was legal practitioner Abraham Amaleba on the nomination of Justice Sophia Ekufu.